Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community.
Can you imagine what Christmas is going to be like? We always had a good one. I don't know what's going to be like. I don't know what this father going to help. I told you, I just cried one day upstairs and I couldn't stop trying to figure out what was going to happen. I don't know. I really don't know. And it's frightening because them children are going to want something.
Last week, Lucille Robinson told the story of how she came to be the sole caregiver for her 6 grandchildren and why she's given little assistance from the state. This week, she tells how she supports her family on $700 a month and her worries for the holiday season.
Nobody figures that nobody can live off of $700 a month with maybe 5 or 6 children in the house. And they will never know. No, we don't eat pork chops and stuff like that all the time. No. But we eat. My grandchildren never want to be hungry. $700 a month. You hear me? That's no, and I was almost ashamed to say it one time. I said, why are you ashamed that you're living off of it? It's honest. I didn't steal it or nothing. And I just so happen I have a little Social Security comes in. I can pay my rent. My lights is on. My house is warm. And nobody is hungry. I got a bowl of soup in my refrigerator. And I'm trying to figure out how can I give it to somebody that can keep them warm. Keith is always, he writing his little list. You ought to see his little list. I said, Keith, don't write no list because Nanny right now can't afford that list. He went on anyway. He went down and he wants a pair of tennis shoes, some kind of name brand tennis shoes, some kind of little games. I'm afraid Nanny can't help. There isn't, right now, my money's gone. Like I said, my rent has to be out by the 3rd. That was Sunday. So that's it. One thing, when I had the car, when I was going to move here, I ran everywhere I could to try to get help with my electricity. I went places to try to get help with the rent. I haven't got it. So that's why all the money I make goes right towards my rent. But when they hear the man, anybody listen at this and says, I don't believe it, don't come by here. This came from a Goodwill set. This came from a Goodwill set. Table set that came from a Goodwill set. It's good enough for these kids. Then one day you never know, like you say. One day the kids grow up, if I'm still around, well, I would say, Nanny, come stay with me. Their home will be much better than Nana's. That's all I want to see my grandchildren grow up and have something for themselves.
Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from the Open Society Institute, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems, on the web at osi-baltimore.org. For the rest of Lucille Robinson's story, go to